Civil rights activists in Arizona have long been on the lookout for patterns of racially biased behavior by law enforcement officers. Those concerns ramped up during the years Joe Arpaio was Maricopa County Sheriff. A new effort by Stanford called the Open Policing Project looked at a number of states, including Arizona, from 2011 to 2015 to measure whether people of color were pulled over and searched more often by officers. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a Phoenix New Times reporter who looked at our state's numbers. First, we turn to Cheryl Phillips. She's a founding member of the Stanford Computational Journalism Lab. Cheryl, why was it important to study which people officers were pulling over and searching?
You know, there've actually been quite a few projects being done to look at police shootings because of the, you know, beginning in Ferguson and multiple terrible incidents since then. But we wanted to look at everyday interactions between police and the public. And most folks are much more likely to be stopped by the police than any other kind of interaction. And so we started collecting, this is all state level, although we're now in the process of collecting city level data. State patrol stops and information on each stop. I started that when I came to Stanford in 2014.
It clearly seems that there is some sort of racial component, whether we call it racism or not, when it comes to police stops. What are some of the key takeaways for you?
The disparities are consistent and persistent. Both things are true. So we ended up with enough data from 20 states. There are only 31 states even collect stop data from the state patrols, to really take a look at 20 states and say, are there disparities in whether, especially searches, if minorities are searched more often than whites, for example. And we found that, yes, across all of those states, that held true, that this is just a kind of continual problem and challenge for police. Beyond that, we built a new, on the engineering side with Professor Goel, they built a new statistical test that really took a look at, is there discrimination beyond disparity? Is there discrimination happening? And we found that pretty much across the board, and we had enough data to look at 9 states, that when there's a search, if you look at search and if there was a contraband found, we found that police officers, state patrol officers, used a lower bar to search minorities than they used for whites. So they search minorities much more easily than they did white drivers, given the same kinds of sets of circumstances.
And in determining the reason to search, whether they had actual evidence to or reason to search a person of color more often than a person who's white, were they actually finding evidence that they were searching for?
That's called the hit rate, and they found contraband less often on minorities than they did whites in general.
Based on the numbers you're seeing, does it appear that this is systemic? Is this something in training? Is this something that individual officers, based on what they're doing, are making these decisions on their own?
We could say it's systemic because we're seeing the same patterns across departments and across states and across time, so that the patterns are not changing. There's something in the nature of the way that police stops are done, at least at the state level, that shows that minorities are treated differently than white drivers.
Clearly, when we get data, we want to do something with it. What happens
right
next with this sort of thing?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. What we're trying to do is we've partnered with, we hope any researcher, we've made all of our data public and open, and we've put up all of our code, all our computer code, and built out tutorials for any researcher who might want to then explore this, and any police department who might want to explore this to look at their patterns or what they've had, you know, how they can analyze their own data to see how they're doing and kind of benchmark their progress. In addition to that, we've done specific training for journalists. And so the idea is that if we help journalists understand how to use this data, they can also do more local stories on their regions and areas. And between those two things, we hope that perhaps there will be some policy changes. And the states that don't collect the data, the police departments that don't collect the data, will begin to collect it and analyze it and use it in their policing.
That's Cheryl Phillips, founding member of the Stanford Computational Journalism Lab. One of the journalistic outlets that broke down specific numbers from the Open Policing Project is the Phoenix New Times. And Joe Flaherty of that publication is with me for more. Joe, we spoke with one of the leaders of the Open Policing Project a moment ago about the national scope. What stood out about Arizona's numbers?
The numbers did show big disparities or significant disparities in between the search rates in particular of white drivers and drivers of color. And, you know, in different counties, these search rates varied. But across the board in the state of Arizona, Black and Latino drivers are searched at a rate of about 7.5%. So, you know, just around maybe 7.5 drivers out of 100 are being searched if they're pulled over, whereas white drivers are searched at a rate that's hovering around 3%, a little over 3%.
And I'm labeling this as finding contraband or whatnot, but that was another interesting statistic as well to me, that even though people of color were pulled over more often, it didn't end up giving more results to officers as far as what they were looking for.
That's exactly right. Yeah, officers were finding contraband at approximately equal rates across the whole state, no matter if, you know, the driver is Black, the driver is Latino, the driver is white. They were finding contraband at pretty much equal. And in fact, Latino drivers were actually the least likely to be found with contraband in their vehicle. Statewide, that rate was about 16% out of all the searches that we looked at. For white and Black drivers, it was about 25% in all these searches. And in Maricopa County especially, this was interesting to look at with regard to the hit rate, as they say, with officers who are finding contraband. In Maricopa County, of all those highway stops that we looked at over the four-year period from 2011 to 2015, Latino drivers were searched at a rate of just over 10%, but the hit rate, or, you know, the officers who were finding contraband, was just 12% for all those searches. White drivers, on the other hand, were searched at a rate of 4% in Maricopa County. That hit rate on contraband was higher than Latino drivers. It was at 15%.
You mentioned Maricopa County, but there are a couple of other counties that really stood out. What are some other counties that really look to have an even greater disparity?
There are a couple counties that have big gulfs between the rate of searches of white drivers versus drivers of color. Two of them that kind of stood out to me and to Professor Danielle Wallace, who I quoted in the article, who has looked at traffic stop data on the county level for Maricopa County, were Yavapai County and Pinal County, specifically with Latino drivers in those counties. Big difference between the search rates for Latino drivers there and for white drivers, and then also for Black drivers in Apache County and Greenlee County. Now, keep in mind that for some of these counties, the numbers weren't as high as for something like Maricopa County, where you have, you know, tens of thousands of traffic stops. These counties, there's far fewer highway stops happening in certain areas, so the data is a little bit noisier on that front, we could say, but still something to look out for sure, for future research or journalists or statisticians who want to check that out.
Also in your article, you made sure to speak with the ACLU of Arizona, Alessandra Soler, who has had some experience with this sort of thing. Give us some context of what the ACLU in Arizona has been involved in related to this, and then what was their reaction to these numbers?
I think Alessandra Soler put it to me this way, where she said it's troubling, but it's not necessarily surprising. And for them, they would know the ACLU of Arizona has been working on traffic stop data related to the Department of Public Safety or state troopers in the state for quite some time. In 2001, the ACLU in this state filed a class action lawsuit against DPS, the Department of Public Safety, that alleged that the department was engaged in racial profiling on highways against Black and Latino drivers. And so this is all the way back in 2001. They settled with the department in 2006, and as a part of the settlement, the department was required to engage in more thorough record keeping and turn over records to the ACLU for a period of years after the settlement. And as a result of those records that the ACLU got, they did their own study in 2008. It was called Driving While Black or Brown. They found rates that were very, very similar to the rates that we at New Times found when we were looking at this data. Really not that far off. I think the ACLU's numbers for Black and Latino drivers saw something like 10% of those drivers were searched. And for us, it was around 7.5%.
What kind of response did you get from DPS?
DPS gave me a short statement in response to the data. They were not willing, or they didn't feel comfortable commenting on the Stanford study without really getting their hands on the methodology. But they gave me a statement that said that the department is committed to fair and impartial policing in the state of Arizona.
That's Joe Flaherty of Phoenix New Times. We've been talking about Stanford's open policing project.